Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Glad to have you here today. And, you know, every day. And, you know, of all the things that have happened throughout this year, I mean, you think about 2022, it's been a very interesting year, right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And it's just everything about this year has been a wowzer. And if it's not been for you, well, then you can come and see us and you can have a little bit of wowzerness because we got some to spare. The majestic word of God never changes. I think often, what must it have been like in World War II when the men were all gone fighting the enemy around the world and America was in that war mode? Everybody was building something for the war in every factory, rations, you know, everybody was in go mode. I mean, that had to have been a serious time of we're going to get this accomplished all across the nation, but still had to be very alarming as you see many things are today. And yet, all the way through it, the majestic word of God has always been and held true. Even the president's called days of prayer and fasting. And we're not too far away from that. And I encourage you, whoever you are, wherever you are, pray. Pray every day. If you're a prayer warrior, then come and be a part of our prayer time. We have prayer every day at noon Eastern, 11 Central. And we pray for the United States of America. We pray for people around the world. We pray for about abortion, about business. We pray for this nation every single day. And we welcome you to come and be a part of it if you can. Join. Stop by on your lunch break. You don't have to say anything, even though I want you to. We're just glad to have you. And God's building a mighty army here with you and me and what we're doing. You know the cool thing about an army? Is you have to have a commander-in-chief. But he can't do what he's going to do without generals. Right? Without colonels. Without majors and captains and sergeants and corporals. And then even the relief civilian groups. Every one of us are important in the work of God. And as we study this, we see God prove himself to his people from day one, Adam and Eve in the garden, until Revelation 22:21, when he says, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This thing is all over. God toasts this world and gives us a new heaven and a new earth to live on. He'll never change. He'll always be the same. Well, here we go. The opening prayer, like we pray every time we come here. You can find it right there in the notes of the program. And I encourage you to pray it right out loud with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Here we go. We got Ahab reigning in Israel. What a mess. And tonight we're going to be dealing with Josiah. That's a good name. That's my name of my grandson. And Jehoshaphat. And Josiah is actually a good one. Oh my goodness, help me, Jesus. First Kings, chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. 8 years old. Reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. So that's 39. His mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adaiah of Bozkath. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Somebody raised this boy right here. Came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan the scribe, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the money which has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people. The doorkeepers were gathering the offering at that period of history. Let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work, who are the overseers in the house of the Lord. Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord doing the work to repair the damages to the house. Carpenters and builders and masons, to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. However, there need to be no accounting made with them of the money delivered into their hand, because they deal faithfully. How cool is that to have said about you? Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Isn't that something? That they've lost track of the book of the law. Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hands of those who do the work, who oversee the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. Happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Achbor, the son of Micaiah, Shaphan, the scribe, Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is roused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us. He was freaked out. Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, Asaiah went to Huldah, the prophet, the wife of Shallum of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke with her. She said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with the work of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart is tender and your and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I bring on this place. So they brought the word back to the king. 1 Kings chapter 22. And now, 2 Chronicles, chapter 18. Now, yesterday in Chronicles, we got Jehoshaphat reigning in Judah. Now, Micaiah warns Ahab, because Ahab is in Israel. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage, he allied himself with Ahab. Do not ally yourself with wicked people. After some years went down, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him, and the people were with him and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead?" And he answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war. Do not do that." I mean, I know I'm about 4,000 years late here, but, you know. Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today." King of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, said to them, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain?" They said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand." Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" Inquire of the Lord, not just the prophets of the land. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There's still one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him."
This is like the funniest statement of the
because
whole
he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things." The king's officers and said, "Bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, to me."
Wouldn't that inspire someone to change you and think, "I hate him because he never prophesied good concerning me"? Well,
and see, it's just proof that there are some people who are just totally against God and everything righteous.
And so stubborn that they won't even...
stiff-necked and rebellious, like God said about the children of Israel.
Yeah.
That's why in Hebrews chapter 3 it says, "Do not harden your heart," because when you harden your heart, that's I'm not talking about her. I'll look at the camera, so I'm looking at you. That's an action of your will. To close your ears to the revelation of the truth. Close your eyes so you don't see it. Stop reading your Bible so you don't know it. You are hardening your own heart. I can't harden your heart. You realize that? I mean, here we are, but we got lots of time today. I can't harden your heart. It don't matter what I do to you. I can't harden your heart. You have to do it. All my action did was act offensively toward you, but if your heart becomes hardened, it's because you chose for your heart to be hardened. And that's why it's a mess right now in the United States of America, because of this Supreme Court ruling. Because people are hardening their hearts. Christian people are now on the side of feminism, and they realize it, and they're too ashamed or afraid or something to change. Yeah. My goodness sakes alive, if you find out you're on the side of the enemy, run. Okay, now we are in 2 Chronicles 18, and we're in verse 9. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, clothed in their robes, sat each on his throne. And they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. All the prophets prophesied before them. There's all kinds of people prophesying today. But is there a true prophet? Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, had made horns of iron for himself. And he said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed.
Wow.
All the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, now listen, the words of the prophet with one accord encouraged the king. Therefore, please let your word be like one of them and speak encouragement. Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak. You got to love that man. And the king, then he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain? And he said, go and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. The king said to him, how many times shall I make you swear that you tell nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? He hated him because he told him the truth, and now he's saying, you're going to have to swear that you just told me the truth. He said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have a master. Let each return to his house in peace. King of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would prophesy good concerning me? He would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Micaiah answered, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. That's quite a vision. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and said, stood before the Lord and said, I'll persuade him. The Lord said to him, in what way? He said, I will go out and by a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Interesting set of verses right there. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenana, went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way did the spirit from the Lord go from me to speak to you? Micaiah said, indeed, you shall see on that day when you go into the inner chamber to hide. King of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with the bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. But Micaiah said, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, take heed, all you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle. But you put on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went into the battle. He's trying to get Jehoshaphat killed. Now the king of Syria commanded the captains of the chariots who were with him, saying, fight with no one, small or great, but only with the king of Israel. So it was when the captain of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said it was the king of Israel. Therefore they surrounded him to attack, but Jehoshaphat cried out loud, and the Lord helped him, and God diverted them from him. That's why you should not be with the wrong people, fighting a wrong battle, doing a wrong thing. Why? Because you're going to be surrounded by the enemy and you're going to have to flee for your life to get away.
Yeah.
For so it was when the captains of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. And Jehoshaphat said, thank you, Jesus. Now a certain man drew bow. Look at this. This is one of the most interesting verses in the Bible. A certain man drew a bow at random. At random. That means just drew it, pointed it at the sky, and shot it. And struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. So he said to the driver of his chariot, turn around and take me out of the battle, for I am wounded. The battle increased that day. King of Israel propped himself up in his chariot, facing the Syrians until evening. And about that time of the sunset, he died.
And so there.
May God add his blessing to the reading of the word, and may you and I learn well from the examples in God's holy word.
Yeah.
Got to learn well. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what your life came from. It doesn't matter. All the way through the whole book, lives were a mess. But God wants you to reach out and receive his mercy and his grace. And then hold on to it. Don't let go. I see people letting go. I don't know. Somebody said the other day they were going to quit. I'm like, to what? What in this day would you quit to? Religiosity, which is the spawn of a spirit of religion? I mean, like, literally, that's what it is. Religiosity. It's just a demonic spirit in church. No. Better stay on the cutting edge of the word of God in faith till the day that Jesus comes. Why else would Jesus say, if it were possible, even the very elect would go astray,
right,
except that it might be possible? Well, Pastor, I'm elect, I'm predestined, I'm foreordained, there's no way I can lose my salvation. That is not what this book says, and if you want to talk to me about it, I'll show you about 35, 40 verses that tell you that. Not one stray verse somewhere, there's about 35 or 40 of them. Walk with God every day. And if you walk with God every day as his child, he's your father, you're not going to have to worry about going into heaven, because as soon as you're out of order, somebody will say something that will correct you and get you right back on the path. The sad thing about it is when people don't get back on the path. And what they had, they lose. It's Matthew chapter 13. Get on the path. And stay there no matter what, you don't discern. Whatever that word was. Just stay on the path. Now, we're going to pray prayer of salvation. We want you to pray it with us. When you do, you'll be right with God in 2 minutes. Pray it from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16,
when
I believe in you,
you
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son.
Put your hands up and just receive him. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And now, you might say, Pastor, what is going on now? Well, when you think about what just happened, you just asked God all of your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness to fill you. You've been living a life you might have been seeking for the last, you know, period of time, and so you're getting closer to God and you're feeling more of his presence. But now you just said, come in, and he comes in. And you had sin, but now you have righteousness. That's a whole experience of purity. You had darkness because of sin, but now you have light because Jesus is the light of the world. You had fear, but now you have faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. All of that just happened in 2 minutes. The Father said, adopt you into the family. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Just like that. And now you got this big family called the community of faith. Read the word, establishing your faith, rebuilding the wall. You got a big family. And we're all focused on one thing, and that's to help you get to heaven. We'll all do our part. You might say, Pastor, what in the world do I do? Well, you walk with God every day. When you wake up in the morning and you're looking at the ceiling, tape a piece of paper up there that says, help me walk with you, O God. At noon, stop at lunch and pray and say, Lord, thank you for my food. Help me walk with you. When you pray over your supper at night, say, I bless this food and sanctify it in the name of Jesus. I cast down all chemicals and receive all the natural nutrients God put in it. Help me walk with you, God. When you lay down in bed at night, 18 hours later, and you look up at that ceiling in the darkness, say, how did I do today? And God will help you walk with him all the way to the rapture. My email address and website's right down there in the notes of this program. Send me an email. All 10,000 of you send me an email. It would be fun to get them all answered. I got lots of people around me. We'll give you exactly what you need in Jesus, because it's all available right here in Jesus' mighty name. And those of you that just been born again, walk with us, and we'll help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got for right now. We'll see you again tomorrow morning for another Read the Word. Remember, on Sundays, we always receive communion together. Till we see you again right here or on one of our other programs or platforms, this is what we always say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.